Hey, howdy and happy day. A woman named Sally from Nashville, Tennessee, sent me this bolo tie, and that's kind of cool. She mailed it to me, and she had a note. She said, "Are you a real cowboy?" And she said, "I see all your pictures in the background and different things, and I wondered, but if you are, you should have this tie. Isn't that nice? Thank you very much. I am a real cowboy. I rode in the rodeos for many years, and I ride all of the time. I'm a cowboy from a sway back, don't you know? Just saying." Now, Linden, Washington, nice little town. I don't know the population. It's probably under 10,000 people. Years ago, Trump came there and he did a rally, and I think there's 100,000 people there. Where did they come from? Who knows? Maybe Seattle. Linden is probably 5, maybe 6 miles or something from the Canadian border. A nice little town. I've owned real estate there over the years. A lot of real estate, as a matter of fact, industrial and so on. So I kind of know the area well, so I was kind of interested to see here in the news that a big truck overturned and a quarter of a billion, 250 million bees escaped. Son of a bee. I want to share that son of a bee talk when we get talking about liberals, because we need a vaccine for liberals. I tell you, you really do. Here's a pair of girls. Shouldn't be a pair. It should be all of the girls on the team. It's a track and field team, and they're in Oregon. And Trump sent a warning recently to California as well, and also now to Oregon and so many other states, because the politicians there, they just don't care about women. They just don't care. I mean, don't they have mothers for Mother's Day? They think that there's so many different genders and sexes, and a woman, I guess she's the birth person or something. I don't know. But here you have young girls. They're trying to enjoy their sport. It's not right. It's not proper. It's scary. It's not safe to have a man up there doing all of this stuff that they're doing, you know, bumping into them and everything else when they're running. And I mean, jump over here now to Minnesota and you've got a similar thing. This is a softball game, woman softball, girl softball, and you got a man, he's the pitcher. Again, talk about being unsafe. And it's not only physical, it's mental, it's a bad thing. And Trump has already put a law in place that y'all can't do this. The politicians, the Democrats, they don't care. They just don't care. What's their agenda? I mean, they have to be out of their minds. They're perverts. They're crazy. What is going on? Hey, good thing that we don't know. Good thing we can't understand, because then we'd be one of them. I mean, here you've got the Attorney General. His name is Keith Ellison out of Minnesota, and he's very aggressive in defending trans inclusion in girls' sports. And he's recently filed a lawsuit against Trump, of course. All of these people do every day, every minute, because they're trying so hard to stop his agenda with their agenda. And their agenda is that boys and girls, we don't know the difference. And oh, by the way, let's convert you over to our side. It's always about homosexuals and different things. Pedophiles, I mean, you know, give them a check and a t-shirt and release them. On it goes. But back to Minnesota, this guy, I mean, it's not safe. It's completely unfair. But he's a high-ranking guy. He's the attorney general for the state. And he says that, how dare you do this? I'm going to defend this to the end of the day. I'm ad-libbing a little bit, but I think you get it. And now, and swing over to Canada, you've got banks there. Some banks in the U.S. as well do this, but I think every bank does, and credit union, what I've seen at least in Canada, they have videos running and photos up. And one day I went in about homosexuality, and you go in there to cash a check or something. You don't go in there to get educated about homosexuality or anything else. I mean, it's all political, and why are they doing that? It's the left. The left is totally out of control. But in any event, back to my little story, I walked into a CIBC, Canadian Imperial Bank of Commerce, one day, and there were 16. I've mentioned this before in earlier shows. There were 16 photographs of their customers. Not one was white, not one. And 16 photographs were of people. And so I complained. And I said, that's not representative of the community. It's 90% white in that community. And of course, I got the magic coming back at me, which I expected. I'm a racist, right? I said, good grief. I'm not a racist. I'm just wondering why white people aren't represented. Are we bad? I mean, what's wrong with us? I come on already. If it wasn't for us, you wouldn't even have your stupid little bank. But they said, this is what we do. And they did change it, though. They did change it. Whether it's because of me or not, who knows? But all of a sudden, there are some white people in the pictures, new pictures. But every white person is with another person of color, a minority group. So it's all the mixed thing. And now, of course, they have photos up. I was just in there recently, and now they have photos up of two men with a baby and so on. Again, you go to a bank, the bank. Do I have to be influenced by all of that? I mean, am I influenced? I'm not. Well, I am, I guess, because it gives me a bad attitude, don't you know? And now let's jump over to Air Canada. Now, Air Canada is an interesting airline in Canada. Give you a little bit of history, short history. Years ago, it was government-owned. They nationalized everything. That's what socialists do. They nationalized everything. And all of a sudden, they lost millions of dollars per quarter, tens of millions of dollars. And every time they did, of course, they gave their executives a raise, I guess, good work. And finally, the people were upset that the government owned it, and they said, hey, and it needs money, we're going to go public. So they went public, raised a bunch of money. And people think it's a public company, and it is. But guess who owns a public company? The government then took pension funds and you know, so many different government vehicles, call it, with money, and invested in the shares to prop up the value. That's Air Canada's story. So what have they done recently? This is what they've done. They've now have a flight, recently had a flight, it's already come and gone, that is staffed entirely by sexual minority crew members. Because you got all these people on there that are homosexual or transgender or something, and they're proud of this, and they say this milestone builds on diversity programs and so on. So obviously the government does own them, because the government of Canada, their agenda is gay, and they don't call men men anymore, women women, or anything like that, right? And so this trip, they went on to say, is a heartfelt celebration on our commitment to inclusion. Okay, you can hire gay people, but you have to write stories about it, and you have to go out of your way to make sure that everyone on there, on staff, is. I mean, if I was flying and some guy comes up to me, and what if he winked at me or something? Like, even if he had a bug in his eye, I mean, you'd have a ruckus on the bloody plane. this is crazy. I mean, Air Canada's motto is we are happy when you are not. That pretty much sums it up. You know, people can swing over to the other side, and not many do. I'm talking liberals. Not many do. They actually think that they are right. I'm right. But they think that. And it's pretty wild stuff, but they do. Here's a lady in Kentucky. She's a state senator. Robin Webb is her name. And she's actually switching her party affiliation to the Republicans after she said, the Democrat Party left me. They're gone, and they're bad now. They've continued their lurch to the left on policies that hurt workforce and economic development. I no longer feel that it represents my values. Her and many others, and people can switch. I've never heard of a conservative switching over to the other side, maybe, but some real notable people have changed teams, and that would be changed teams. I should watch that. Changed parties, you know, and Winston Churchill, he was a liberal. One day he said, this is crazy. These people are nuts, he said, so he switched. Ronald Reagan, he was a liberal, he was a Democrat. And one day he said, hey, the party left me. And he became an extremely right-wing, good sense president. And John Wayne, the first time he ever voted, he voted Democrat. Ah, that shatters me, John. At any event, he went on, of course, to become extremely right-wing. The left, they're lost. They're broken. There's something really wrong. I wish we could understand them. Hey, it's good that we can't. Because if we understood them, I guess that would mean we're like them. They're doing things to our children and their agenda. It's wild. And all we can do is push back all of the time. Push. We will win because we are right. Hey, see ya.